Well, listeners, we got championship day for the King Cove Rookies and the T-Jacks today, and it's the Rookies up first as they'll take on the host Sioux Valley Lay Rams. And this ought to be a beauty here. The Rams minus one of their key players, one of their starters, Dylan Beach, is not going to play. We understood, we talked to him yesterday. Young lady's had some concussions and probably might have played her last basketball game yesterday as she went down with a smack to the jaw, and they did the check on her, and, you know, their decision. But she's there rooting on her home team as they take on the Rookies, the number one rated team in 1A and certainly one of the best teams in the state at any level. As the Rookies will come out with their usual starting five, Leilani Brandle, who did not play yesterday's game at all, will start today, the sophomore. She'll be joined out there by senior Monica Yetchmena, and then the three juniors, the core group there of Jalea Duarte, Sadie Newton, and your Elena Mack. And here we go, tip-off championship game of the Cloudy Classic. Newton with it. Cross-court pass over to Mack, tied up there right away by Eileen Johnston. There's Eileen and Erin Johnston, the two senior girls. Then they have the sophomore Grenier. Would have had the sophomore Dylan Beach out there also, as those two were a pretty good duo last year. Here is Sioux Valley right to the hoop. Goes Mishenko. And Bailey Mishenko, the junior, gets the first bucket of the ball game. Big crowd here at Sioux Valley for their girls, and they're going to be loud and proud as Mishenko with the first bucket. And now the first turnover belongs to the Rookies. Now, I remember yesterday, the Rookies against Tri-Valley struggled a little bit early. And then when they got in their rhythm, all of a sudden they had Tri-Valley doubled up as Newton got her footing down just a little bit. Here's a two-pointer good for Mishenko again. Or Mishenko, rather, to Moore. And a three-point play try as the foul goes on Leilani. Randall picks up the first foul of the game, and Moore, she's a strong senior player, misses on the shot. Jalea with the rebound. Elena, ahead of the pack, trying to go to Newton, but off the hands out of bounds. One of the things for the Rookies yesterday was getting settled into that rhythm that they needed to game time. And here's the pressure in the backcourt, broken by Johnston. Aaron brings it down on the left side there. Monica scrambles for the rebound over there. Moore had a beat on it and gets men a beater to it. Now here's Mack, three-pointer on the way. This one, quick shot. And Leilani with the follow. Rattles one home. The sophomore, Brandle, saw the rebound come off, got in position, and scores the first two for the Rookies. Here's Moore bringing it up court. Mack picks her up. Now ahead it goes to Mishenko. Back to Moore, but stolen by Mack. She steps into the passing lane and then loses it off the dribble as she started to pick it up to go around Eileen Johnston. You could see the move was going to happen, and she just didn't get two good hands on the ball. Here's another steal by Mack. Mack comes back the other way, keeps the dribble. Got to watch Erin Johnston there. Brings it off the glass, and she'll shoot to Grenier with the foul. Grenier, you know, the foul's going to be out front on Johnston, actually. Erin will pick it up. I thought it was on Grenier as she slid over to help out. And at the line, Mack with two shots. Could tie it up here, 4-3, as Sioux Valley came out and got the first two buckets. And now for the girls, they have Mack at the line to maybe tie it up with his free throw. On the way and long, bouncing around, though, and it'll go through. Mack with that shooter's touch makes it a 4-4 ball game. Monica pokes it free, nearly steals it there, just on the sideline, as it's Mena hustling up court there, poked it out of the hands from behind, and then almost had it. Here it comes into Grenier, tied up in there by Duarte. The steal comes as Brandle ends up with it. Leilani to Mack. She's still got the dribble. Now works around two defenders into the lane, puts it up off the glass, can't get it. Rebound to Mack. Mack will fire for three. Gets the three-pointer. And that makes it 7-4 here. The rookies, as here's a steal by Mack. Now taken back away by Moore and throws it right to Newton. Sadie to Jalea. Duarte, good for two. Duarte with a pretty shot from about 14 feet just off the baseline. And here's a pick from behind. Bramble knocks it free right to Monica. Ahead to Elena. Elena's shot in and out. There's Monica inside. Has it blocked. Ball comes free. Watch out. As it's Mena. We'll get called for the foul. A little bit of an angle there. And Yetchmena picked up by Lane Johnston on the way to the ball and picks up the second foul. So Monica, she plays aggressive like that, the senior does, against fellow senior Eileen Johnston, much bigger player than her, too. But Monica will go against anybody. Here is the push going to be called on Newton, I believe. As they're looking for the double team down there, Monica was following the play. Newton had her on the front side. And that was India Roderick, talented freshman that they're starting in place of Beach. As inside, Grenier misses the first one. Second one gets a third rebound. And this one misses also. This rebound by Leilani. Brandle right over to Mack as Mack works her way up court. Flips it down to Monica, down on the baseline. Back to Mack. Has Newton on the baseline on the left side. And here's Duarte in the lane. Just misses there as they close down on her. Had a double team. Here's Roderick. Goes to Moore. Gets around Brandle this time. Can't score. Brandle with the rebound. To Duarte. Jalea, they say, traveled with it. Okay. A 9-4 score here with 4:44 to go here in the first quarter. The Crowley Classic Girls Championship game. And the rookies on top. It was Sioux Valley jumping out to a 4-0 lead. They haven't scored since the first minute. And here's Newton. Picks that pass. She'll take it to the hole. Mashenko right on her heels. And Newton lays it up off the glass with two. 11-4. Monica comes up to pressure the ball. Mashenko in trouble at half court. Now frees herself up. Brandle comes over to make sure she can't go any further. And there at half court, near turnover almost. And Roderick chases down the pass. It's Menif. Comes up to double team. And there's a steal. As on the floor, Leilani. Oh, lost it on the floor of there. Leilani had it and tried to control it. Knew she couldn't come off the knee, but was not able to pass it out to anybody and trying to keep it on a dribble. Because she thought, well, I could stand up if I'm dribbling it. And that's what she started to do. Smart move, but dribbled it right on the sideline. An 11-4 score here, 4:16 on the clock in the first quarter. And a referee checking at the scorer's table. I'm not sure what about because I didn't really see anything to be overly concerned on. Three team fouls on the rookies here early. Coming up the halfway point of this first quarter. One on Sioux Valley, and now we're ready to go. Comes into Eileen Johnson almost. Newton picks it. Newton back the other way. Throws it up high, and Eileen crashes into her. For the foul, Newton will go to the line for two. Newton with extreme quickness there, just able to tap it and then race to the basketball. Eileen right on her tail. And Newton slipping the shot up, knew it was probably going to get blocked if she didn't. She took that underhanded kind of shot, glanced off the rim and not in. Sadie's first shot is off. One more coming up. Here's Sadie with the second shot on the way. This misses also, so both shots off for Newton. As here comes Roderick, the freshman. And India Roderick with the turnover, threw it too high and out of bounds over the top of her teammates. Here's a shot out in the corner by Newton. It's good, and Sadie buries a three-pointer. That makes it 14-4. Sioux Sittna Valley has not scored since the first minute. Underneath, shot misses there for Maya Mosinen, who had checked in. And now Newton trying to go over to Mack, or Yetchmenov, rather, and that's stolen away by Roderick. This shot by Mosinen again misses as the Sioux Valley girls back on defense, and Mack picked up there. Double team comes. She slips it out to Jalea, and Jalea rolls it in from just off the free throw line. Moore in the backcourt. Picked up by Brandle. Now slips by. Gets it down low. As here's the pass coming out. Knocked down by Mack with the left hand. She'll bring it up on the dribble. Still got it. Pulls back. Three-pointer. Good for Elena Mack. Mack makes it 19-4. 2:48 on the clock in the first quarter. And Newton steals it. Protects the ball. Gets it to Leilani. Over to Mack. Three on the way. This one misses. Newton stays after it. Near steal there. But Johnston will take it back from her sixth. There is Moore at half court. Spins around. Gets it over to Roderick. Back to Moore. She's got Brandle on her. The senior trying to wheel it inside. Jalea comes over to help out. Shot misses there. And up with the shot was Mosinen. Couldn't get it. Brandle with the rebound. Right over to Elena. Mack, two-pointer on the way. Good. The long two. And for Sioux Valley, now looking at a 21-4 deficit, 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. And Mack knocks down the pass. Right back to Moore, though. And Moore to Eileen Johnston. Underneath. Here's Moore with it. Stopped by Brandle. Gets it down low. The shot up, not good for Eileen Johnston. And Jalea will pull down the board. Here comes Mack. Slips it over to Yetchmenov. Back to Brandle. Shot won't work for her, but there's the rebound put back by Duarte. And so the crowd starting to look at this and go, wow, wait a second. Timeout, Sioux Valley. 1:28 on the clock here in the first quarter, and after a 4-0 lead by the home team in the first minute, it didn't take long for the rookies to settle things down. They lead 23-4. With the no, 23-4 lead here for the rookie. Yeah, talking with their referees here, Matt Clark, as he's having a good time. You know, you think about games like this, though. This is a great venue for this, too, to see, for so many teams to see a team like the rookies playing a good quality girls team here like Sioux Valley. And even though the score right now, the rookies notched up their game just a bit, they are energized. And Sioux Valley trying to hang with them, but they really have got a couple of looks here in this 5 minutes since their first minute of getting two buckets, but not many. And even if they had made those, it would be 23-10 or 12 at best. There's another steal. Yetchmenov comes up with it. Gets it to Newton, and Newton to Newman, who just checked in. Maddie Newman, the freshman, gets the two-pointer. Newton with the assist. Now here's Colley with it, who's come in for the Rams, as Roderick gets around everybody and double dribbles it. Mack came over to block the shot if she did shoot, and she thought about it, but that's when she double dribbled and saw Mack coming. Ahead to Monica, finds Newman. Maddie will bring it out around to Sadie. Sadie's three-pointer drains it. Nothing but net from off the wing. you thought the way Sadie shot that one, they were down 10. As here comes Roderick with it. Trying to throw ahead, and this is going to be Rookie's basketball. Goes off her teammate, Roderick, trying to pass ahead to Kayla Cauley there, the sophomore. Oh, he's a big girl and good target, but that pass came at the knees and bounced off of her out of bounds. As again, Newton right there. Here's Jalea in the lane. Finds the basketball there. It was, led her just a little bit. When she did, she got Grenier moving one way and came back the other and hit the two-pointer. Grenier has not been involved at all, and she's one of their leading scorers. Here comes Roderick. Looks like she traveled with it. Grenier now underneath gets her first shot since the first go-round. She had three putback tries in there and then had one of the – no, she didn't have one of the points. Here's the time winding down. The shot won't go, but that's enough of the rookies for the Sioux Valley Rams after one quarter of play in the championship of the Crowley Classic, folks. It's your rookies from King Cove at 30 and the Sioux Valley Rams at 4. We're going to be back in a quick 60 seconds right here on KSDP for more from Sioux Valley High School.
We want to say thanks to our sponsors who make these games a reality. So first, thank you to the Aleutians Eastboro for their support of KSDP. Also, thank you to the cities of King Cove, to Goulds & Sons in King Cove, as well as the King Cove Corporation and the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. We want to say thank you to the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, Allen & Letty's Car Rental, and also thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation, processing fish in King Cove and Sandpoint, as well as the Newton family in King Cove. Also, thank you to the city of Sandpoint, to the Schumigan Corporation, Precision Airlines, offering services in the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond, to Island Marine Surveyors and Sandpoint Generating, and also thank you to Peninsula Airlines and Tel Alaska. Without these sponsors, these games would not be happening, so thank you very much for your continued support of KSDP.
Going back live to Carl Pulliam.
Well, thank you, Virgil. As the rookies, I talked to a couple of girls and said, be sure to show them who you are. Boy, have they. Man, this has been tremendous. They start with the basketball here in the second quarter. Duarte misses on a look inside. She's going to get called for a travel as she stepped up to the free throw line to shoot that one. But it's a 30-4 game, folks, after one quarter of play. One quarter. And this is rookies playing at full speed against a quality opponent, saying, well, we're going to have to up our game back to what we know we're possibly capable of. And look what they've done. They've destroyed this hometown crowd. There's Duarte with a steal. Comes over to Monica. Now she'll set up Maddie over on the wing. Passes on the three-point try. Maddie has the ball knocked loose, and I thought she was okay to dribble again, but a referee over there said, nope, didn't actually completely break free of the basketball there, so a double dribble call. Grenier has been nowhere to be found here since the first minute, as this can be almost a 10-second call there. The rookies, without hardly any pressure, I mean, other than just man pressure, though, they almost had him in a 10-second call. This is going to be a foul on Mack. As ball trying to go to Johnson down the sideline. And Elena picks up the fourth team foul, her first. Two team fouls on Sioux Valley. And for Sioux Valley, it's been a blitzkrieg here for them as they're just hoping to hang on at this point. Mashenko to Moore at the high post. She can't find any room with Duarte's great defense there. Bodied up right against her. And here's the three. Good for Moore. Moore went out on the wing, got away from Duarte, and got free there. Here's Monica with it on the baseline. Back to Newton. Now to Mack. Three-pointer straight away. That's good. So Mack with a three to answer the three. Oh, that was a two, actually, for Moore. I'm sorry. So 33, Mack with a three to answer the two. That's not going to work out well for Sioux Valley as This ball tipped out of bounds. Maddie had it on the floor, got it away from Machenko on the baseline there, and then it was Moore came over and tipped it out of her hands and across the baseline there. Here comes Mack with it. Keeps her head up all the way. Pulls up. Three-pointer straight away. This one off the mark is Moore. Will get the rebound. Newman trying to stay with her all the way down to the baseline. Goes to Roderick trying to pitch it over to Grenier. Too many hands up in the air, and the ball right into the hands of Mack. Elena still keeps it. Finds Duarte slipping down the lane there, and she gets two. What a great pass by Mack. She slipped it in between two defenders. Roderick was one of them. As going for a steal was Duarte. That opens it up for Moore. Can't get it to go, though, as getting back there was Elena Mack. Mack everywhere, both ends of the court. Mack drops it off to Monica. Yetchmenov doesn't even, the net doesn't even move. She drains a little eight-footer on the baseline. When she needs to shoot, she will, and it's 37-6. 5:31 to go in the first half, and this first half looking like rookies playing at top speed at 100%. Bring on Diamond, or ACS. Sioux Valley taken out of the game here in the first quarter. Almost a five-second call, and it turns into a stolen pass anyway. Roderick had no one to pass to, just playing man-to-man defense. They are too tough. As here's Mack, pulls up, three misses, ball tipped out, right to Maddie. Her shot just drops off the rim. And the rebound to Roderick, back the other way, India with it, looking for Moore. Put on the line, it would have been a two, but gets her own rebound off the miss, and then Duarte comes away with that try on the putback. Back it comes to Mack from Newton. Mack slips it over to Maddie Newman. Her shot good for Newman. Maddie lines up a three-pointer and puts it in from the left wing. Actually, it went as a two, 39-6. Long two-pointer. Johnston picks up her dribble, and Monica with the near steal. Sioux Valley lucky to get that one back. What a dominating performance by the rookies here to start. 39-6, 4.5 minutes to go. And it's a championship game against the Sioux Valley Rams here. Here is Johnston having to take that rebound way out to half court just to get an open look at somebody. And there's going to be a foul called on Newton as she's reaching in. Had a hand on the ball, though, and that's what she was going with, was trying to get a jump ball, but came across the wrist to get there. So Sadie picks up her second, team sixth. And there's Sadie stepping into the passing lane, stealing the inbounds pass. Elena with it. Mack slips it back to Newton. Sadie in her area here. She's deadly in the corners. And she'll hang around there, too, as Mack has it. Gets the screen from Duarte. Slides inside the key. Duarte's shot just off as Jalea with a good screen and then cutaway right down the center of the lane as Yetchmenov pokes the ball free from Roderick. They're still in the backcourt, 10 seconds. And that was done by Monica Yetchmenov with Elena Mack taking away the one pass that Roderick had, but Yetchmenov, she's breathing a little hard right now. It would be too. She took away every chance that Roderick had to move anywhere except sideways against Yetchmenov's defense. So be Newton to inbound then for the rookies as they now off to a 39-6 start here with 3:48 to go. Here's Mack with it, top of the key, picked up out there by Machenko. Now getting the screen from Duarte. Out to Newton, and there's Duarte down the lane. She goes, puts it off the glass, had to switch to the other end. Grenier with the foul. So Grenier picks up her second, I believe, yeah. Oh, they have it as their first. Okay, well, third team foul, and Duarte at the line, 1-2 to start here, makes it 40-6. Jalea with one more. Chalea's shot on the way. Good. And 1 of 2 from the line then. I think it was. So 41-6. It was 2 of 2. There is the shot missed there from the outside by Moore. Rebound comes off to Jalea. Ahead to Mack. Mack gets a screen, wheels around the other way. That shot won't drop through. Monica with the rebound in traffic on the baseline. Keeps the dribble as she had 3 Rams around her and pulls down the rebound. Here's Mack with a spinning catch. Gets a screen from Duarte. Tries the 3. And again, Monica inside of Moore, but she gives away so many inches, Moore able to get the rebound. Yetchmenov is one of those kids you look at and you say, so how does she stay out there on the court? Well, just watch. She does so many little things. She had that Moore blocked out all the way across there. She rebounded with 3 of the Rams around her. She was the only rookie there. Still came down with the defensive board. And just constantly doing those little things. Here's Newton with a steal. In traffic, Sadie keeps the dribble. Now sees Duarte across the way. Back to Mack they go, top of the key. Mack's shot is off. As girls getting a little tired here, I think, after this energy-draining first half. But look at the score, 41-6. They lead it. Steal almost. Newton will get the call. No, Duarte with the push on Grenier, they said. So that's actually going to send Grenier to the line for 1 and a possible bonus. So Grenier yet in the scorebook for points. Might get some here. 1 in the bonus, though. Got to make the first one. A 41-6 score, 2:22 to go here in the first half. And Grenier's shot on the way, good. I watched her in Beach last year, and I talked with Coach Jimmy Sickler here of the Sioux Valley Rams. He said, man, what a duo you are starting out with, these two freshmen, now sophomores. And Grenier has been totally quiet except for those 2 free throws here with 2:22 to go in the first half, makes it 41-8. You believe we would have a running clock in the championship game, and that's a possibility, a sincere possibility, as Duarte throwing down to Newman on the baseline. Not there. 41-8, 2:14 on the clock, and the ball comes into Raleigh. There's a steal by Yetchmenov. Gets it over to Mack on the baseline. Her shot doesn't go. Duarte tips it out to Newton. Back it comes to Mack up high. Now she'll drive down inside. Loses the dribble there. Goes to Moore. Maddie's got to stop her. Directs her over to the right side of the key. Now coming back inside to Mosinen. And she can't shoot. Is on the floor. Charlie pulls Yetchmenov over the top of her. Yetchmenov still held onto the basketball. It's a held ball. Possession arrow favors Sioux Valley. Yetchmenov, show us your biceps, Monica. Man, she didn't let go of the ball. The Sioux Valley girl pulled her over the top of her as the held ball. And there's a 2-pointer for Aaron Johnston. Aaron, there's Mack, offensive foul, and taking the charge was Kayla Cauley, the girl that had just wrestled Yetchmenov. A 41-10 score as Newman keeping a hand up, and they're going to call the foul on Newman. It'll send to the line Aaron Johnston, who had just scored that 2-pointer on the baseline. That was the first open look shot in a while for Sioux Valley. And now at the line, 1 in the bonus for Aaron. First one is good. 1 more coming up, a 41-11 lead. Sioux Valley closes the gap to 30. 1:26 on the clock, first half. and Johnson to try it again here. Aaron's second shot coming up on the way. And off. Duarte with the rebound. Comes up to Mac. Mac changes gears. Gets it over to Monica on the baseline. Now out to Maddie. She misses there. Rebound comes off. It'll be rookies basketball as Colley and Yetchmenov battling for the board on the floor. Machenko checks back in along with Roderick. It'll come into Duarte, over to Monica, free throw line, over to Newman, the drive. Good for Maddie from the left side. A quick touch pass by Monica. She moves the basketball so well, too, with her touch passes. Yetchmenov with the assist. And down low, here's Grenier, tries it and got it. As Duarte gets there a step late, she was out helping out up top. And there's Newman, no-look pass to Monica. Gets the two-pointer. Monica on the baseline, six-footer. Good for two, 45-13. And a steal. This one by Sadie Newton to Maddie. Back to Elena. Mac, three-pointer. Good! 48-13. 28 seconds on the clock, first half. Roderick bringing it over to Grenier, trying to go over the top, and Mac steals it. Mac to the hole, puts it up off the glass for two, 50-13. 16 seconds left. First half winding down in Two Valley, just wishing it would end. As here's Moore, loses it out of bounds with 8 seconds to go. 50-13, folks. A 37-point lead in the championship game with the home team. The rookies destroying them here in the Sioux Valley gym. Pass comes over to Duarte. Duarte finds Newton. Newton rolls it in. 2 seconds on the clock. Sioux Valley gets it in, and that's all. 52-13 after one half of play. What a ripping by the rookies. We're going to be back here at halftime at the Crowley Classic Girls Championship game after we take this 60-second timeout on KSDP, and we'll give you the score damage as the rookies lead by a bundle, 39 points up on the Sioux Valley Rams at the half.
We want to say thanks to our sponsors who make these games a reality. So first, thank you to the Aleutians East Borough for their support of KSDP. Also, thank you to the cities of King Cove, to Goulds & Sons in King Cove, as well as the King Cove Corporation and the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. We want to say thank you to the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, Allen & Letty's Car Rental, and also thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation, processing fish in King Cove and Sandpoint, as well as the Newton family in King Cove. Also, thank you to the City of Sandpoint, to the Schumigan Corporation, Precision Airlines, offering services in the Aleutians East Borough and beyond, to Island Marine Surveyors and Sandpoint Generating, and also thank you to Peninsula Airlines and TelAlaska. Without these sponsors, these games would not be happening, so thank you very much for your continued support of KSDP.
Thank you very much, Austin. Back to you, Carl, live from the rookies.
Halftime here at Sioux Valley High School. And I think for the Sioux Valley Lady Rams, they were like, thank God it's halftime. How do we stop this? That's the only way you could stop it, was having the clock run down to zeros. 52-13, the onslaught by the rookies. Never let up. As they scored the final, I think they were at 41 there, and they scored 11 straight down the stretch, or 11-2 run there down the stretch. Yeah, I think that was just, they were up 30, and now up 39 at the half, as just relentless. It's hard to describe in some ways, because from the Sioux Valley side, you come in after playing pretty good basketball against some good teams, Tri-Valley, Nicolaivis. Well, I guess it wasn't Tri-Valley, but Nicolaivis doing a good job against them. Took out Sandpoint. Looked like a pretty smooth machine, but then you meet the rookies and you look at the scoreboard and say, we're not even in this game after the first quarter. After one quarter of play, it was 30-4. You get 9 points in the second quarter, some of those late, but while they were putting up a bucket, the rookies were shooting two or three buckets. So, just no way to describe how complete, dominating first half action the rookies had here against Sioux Valley in this championship game. Everything. Steals, rebounds, offensive rebounds, defensive rebounds, scoring, everything. Just a domination. For the Sioux Valley Rams, they had four players with points. They got four from Mackenzie Moore, their senior captain, and kind of their point guard there. Bailey Machenko also with four. Then with 3 points, Aaron Johnson, a free throw and a bucket. And 2 points from the free throw line, Kenna Grenier. And she was the girl that I thought, well, if Sioux Valley gets in their half court enough, they'll use Grenier trying to maybe post her up in there and get fouls against Jalea and put her in a little bit of trouble if they were to try to get in their half court, which they hardly ever did, maybe a half a dozen times at most in the first half. Tremendous job by the rookies. Coach Gary Lamar's got to be pretty pleased with this group right now. On the rookie side, well, the points, three players in double figures, and then it's the three you would expect, as Sadie Newton had 10, 12 for Jalea Duarte, and leading the way 18 for Elena Mack. Mack with 4 3-pointers in that first half. Sadie with 2. Then close behind, pitching in, 2 points for Leilani Brandel with 4 points. Monica Yetchmenov on the baseline shots. And tons of good plays out there. 6 points for the freshman, Maddie Newman, coming off the bench, as those were the six players that saw court action here in the first half, and they all scored. Well, we're about 5 minutes away from second half action. I can't wait to see the rest of the show. These girls are just a notch above everybody else. No, more than a notch. A couple of notches. Way, way better. Tremendous job by the rookies. 5 minutes away from second half action, we're going to send it back to Virgil at KSDP and back for the second half after this break.
All righty, we've got one more set of underwriting for you.
We want to say thanks to our sponsors who make these games a reality. So first, thank you to the Aleutians East Borough for their support of KSDP. Also, thank you to the cities of King Cove, to Goulds & Sons in King Cove, as well as the King Cove Corporation and the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. We want to say thank you to the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, Allen and Letty's Car Rental, and also thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation processing fish in King Cove and Sandpoint, as well as the Newton family in King Cove. Also, thank you to the City of Sandpoint, to the Schumigan Corporation, Precision Airlines offering services in the Aleutians East Borough and beyond, to Island Marine Surveyors and Sandpoint Generating, and also thank you to Peninsula Airlines and Tel Alaska. Without these sponsors, these games would not be happening, so thank you very much for your continued support of KSDP.
All right, little sloppy coming back out of vacation. This is Virgil. We're on a halftime break right now. I'm waiting to hear back from Carl. I'm still a little bit rusty on my board operating skills, but we are here to bring you championship game for the rookies, and it looks like they're continuing their streak of success. Smile, Living My Best Life by Lil Duval.
We gonna start this thing all right. Groove all in the money logging out. Come on, now come on. Do it, baby, take it, baby. I'm living my best life.
got to be smiling for?
Smile, smile, come on.
So what the f*** you be wildin' for?
Smile, smile,
come on, I get my grin on. I'm smiling, bitch, cause I always get my win on. I've been on so many different stages. Graced the cover of 100 magazine pages. Made people smile everywhere that I went. I even put it on the first black president. It's evident I'm hot as a crock pot. With a big ass smile like Mr. Hotspot. You got a lot to be smiling for. So what the f*** you be wildin' for? If you're breathing, you achieving. We having fun this evening, believe it.
I'm living my best life. Ain't going back and forth with you now. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back and forth with you now. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back and forth with you now. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back and forth with you now.
Put your middle fingers up in the air. And show a hater you don't even much care. We finna get another bag this year. My ex, you can have that there. Hey, this year, bad vibes get cut off. More trips, new chicks with no draws. More drinks, more smoking, more cars. More shows with Duval and Snoop Dogg. Look, I ain't tryna throw no shade. Cause I can't see them in my lane. As long as my rent getting paid, I can care less with a few things, huh? You in the club every night with no job. Eating good off your food stamp card. You made a killing last year off fraud. If you know you ain't going to work tomorrow,
I'm living my best life.
A lot to be smiling for. So what the f*** you be wildin' for? If you're breathing, you achieving. We having fun this evening, believe it.
Fading out a little bit of Lil Duval, but anything for the rookies. Here's Carl Pulliam live from Talkeetna.
Well, thank you, Virgil. As championship day winding down for the King Cove teams, we got the boys coming up, of course, the T-Jacks, but the girls, I think this one was decided back in the first 8 minutes. In that first quarter, ended up 30-4 after one. And here they are to start the second half, a steal right away. Jalea doesn't get the shot to go, gets her own rebound quickly out around. It goes from Leilani over to Monica in the baseline. She misses a shot there. Jalea with another rebound. Slips it inside, and the pass stolen away there as she tried to go to Mack. Mack tried to get it back and forced Johnson to get off the floor just to protect the ball. That's a travel call. Johnson wrestled that ball away as Mack tried to handle it with a dribble. And two Rams there. Able to almost secure a steal. Here's Mack then, says, well, try it from the outside. The three-pointer doesn't work. Rebound comes off, and the Rams with the ball. Now, not for long, Newton pokes it free. Sadie goes back to Monica, back to Newton as she goes to the lane. Can't hit it. The rebound by Grenier. Again, the rookies, while not scoring, certainly getting their chances and disrupting any kind of rhythm. Here's Mack with the long rebound off the miss by Johnston out there, and Mack will try the three again. Grenier, rebound again for the Rams. And a 42 or 52-13 score here as we start the second half. Still waiting for that first point. Here's the missed shot there by Moore, rebounded by Duarte again. Jalea with about four or five rebounds already. As Mack will slide inside, this shot rolls off the rim. Got the backboard nicely as she went from left to right, got it off the glass, and then it hit on the back iron and rolled up to the front of the rim and off as Duarte has Grenier down low, takes up all her space. She can't even barely get a pass off, and now the shot out there missing. Newton will take the long rebound. Newton beats everybody down floor and scores two. Newton had to pass Moore and Grenier to get there, and did on the dribble. Here's Moore reaching on Jalea. Duarte with the reach. And for Sioux Valley, let's see, Roderick is going to check in. Mischenko in there. Roderick will inbound the basketball. Trying to go to Grenier. Locked from behind. As I think the foul called on Mac, was it? I thought on Newton if it was, and it is on Newton. And that's the third foul on Sadie. This ball rattles around and pops out. Mack will come in to the rebound position along with Duarte. The shot goes as Jalea will inbound to Mack in the backcourt. Mack works against Mischenko there, gets plenty of room now out to Monica in the corner. Monica left open again, three-pointer on the way, drains it. Monica in the game, 3 for 3, I think. 2 6-foot field goals on the baseline, and now a three-pointer, 57-14. She is so efficient shooting. You're not going to get a lot of points from her. You could if you had to, I suppose, but she'd much rather defend and steal and pass the ball. Here's Duarte at the high post, off the steal from Newton. Gets it out to Mack, three-pointer. So once again, the girls jump out to a big start here. As a 60-14 score, here's Moore. Gets free and scores two. So Moore, McKenzie, gets the two-pointer. She's got six in the game. 6 of their 16 for their captain. And here's Mack. Drops a beauty off to Duarte. Talk about delivering the dime. There is a lane. It comes to a jump stop in the lane. Everybody thought shot. She was still looking at the basket, and Duarte catches one right in rhythm going to the basket. Grenier underneath gets the offensive board. Can't get it to go as Leilani comes away with the rebound. Moore reaching across trying to take it away, but Leilani keeps ownership of that basketball. And now cross-court pass. Mack to Newton. Not there. Monica keeps it alive. Comes out towards Mack, and Monica picks it up as it's tipped away. So Yetchmena with one of those offensive boards. It's so hard to get a hold of sometimes. And here's Mack with the long shot. That one misses. And it's Leilani with the rebound. Now to Duarte. Over to Mack on the other side. She'll try that one and has it. Elena Mack with a three-pointer again, this time from the left side. Mack makes it 65-16. And timeout for Sioux Valley. So for the Rams, they are looking up at a deficit that is insurmountable, 65-16 it goes to. At the half, it was 39. Now it is 49. I got to do my math there a little better. So the 39-point halftime lead in just over half the third quarter has increased to 49 points going towards the end of the third year, 3:27 on the clock. That is tremendous. The rookies trouncing Sioux Valley here on their home floor in their championship games of the Crowley Classic. And there's going to be a 5-second call. If it doesn't get in, oh, and there it is, just in time. Cauley with the shot on the baseline misses. Duarte leaps up to get the rebound. Now to Mack, thinks about the pass underneath. She'll hold on to it. Sets up Newton. Sadie for three. Got it. Sadie is so good on the baseline three-pointer. Either side, too. Get her out in the corners and watch out. That makes it 68-16, and their steal there. Newton almost catches up to it. Knocked the ball free. She was on her way to grab it at the sideline there, but couldn't quite get there in time, and Mack already releasing. Was headed for two if Sadie could get it. Total domination by the rookies as Raida Kuzikin will check in now. And Maddie Newman, in fact, too, on that spot. And 2:50 to go here. Inside it goes to Doherty. Back to Mack. Mack, three-pointer, good. 71-16, 2:42 on the clock. As here's Roderick with it. Stopped there by Kuzikin. And here's a steal as he tries to throw out of there. Newton gets it over to Mack. 2 points from Newton. Sadie with the steal and assist. The steal, though, courtesy of the double team, Maddie Newman and Kuzikin out there double teaming at half court. Here's Goodner inside, gets inside of Duarte and scores a two-pointer off the glass. 73-18. Mack over to Sadie, down low, finds Duarte. And the ball comes loose in the hands of Moore. Now poked away there by Maddie Newman. And Newman covers up on defense. No shot yet. There's Grenier underneath. She can't get a go on the first one. Rebound comes off to Mack. Just keeps pulling it away. Mack behind the back to get away from Colley. Now pulls up. Three-pointer short on that one. 1:35 on the clock. And Roderick with it. Stopped by Kuzikin. Now to Colley down here. Newman's got her. Newton with the near steal does get it. Newton saves it back to Doherty. To Newman. To Mack. To Kuzikin. And Raida can't get the first one. Gets the second one. Raida with the putback makes it 75-18. And a timeout on the floor for the Sioux Valley Rams. 106 to go in the third quarter, and 75-18 the score here. That's a 57-point lead as the fourth quarter looming. This is just a total domination by the rookies here against Sioux Valley. They have got nothing to look forward to right now but the end of the game to be able to say, what happened? How did this happen? Well, for the rookies at 75-18, Kuzikin getting in there along with Newman, getting some minutes on the floor. I'm sure we'll probably see Kayla Calver as well as Bethany Brandle coming up here in the fourth quarter. We look at this squad coming back next year. The girls lose Bethany Brandle and Monica Yetchmenov. Now, Yetchmenov, kind of hard for me to describe. I saw her yesterday and said a couple things about all the things she does do out there, but they don't show up in the scorebook. And just, you know, that's hard to replace. But they have got, there's Calver in the game and Bethany Brandle. So they're all in right now. Newman, along with Raida and Kuzikin, really picks off the steal there, but it said kick ball as she tried to collect it there. Got a hold of it and sent it towards the baseline. So Mack will stay in there with Kuzikin, Newman, Calver, and Bethany Brandle. Here's the shot underneath, misses, as Mosinen had it briefly, and then Mack has it now. Mashenko on her. Mack keeps it, wheels inside, drops off to Bethany Brandle. Her shot misses, and the rebound to Eileen Johnson. Johnston back to assist Aaron. Met there at half court by Matty Newman. Nearly steals it. Johnston able to direct it over to a teammate. Good shot blocked by Calver as Calver swats it out of the hands at the buzzer of Mosinen. Mosinen had a look for a two-pointer there, but here came Calver's long arms and sent it packing. Well, after three quarters of play, folks, 75-18, the Rookies on top. We go into a running clock in the fourth quarter. The championship game will belong to the Rookies. We're going to be back in 60 seconds for the start of that fourth quarter right here on KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint.
You are listening to KSDP Radio, 8:30 a.m. Sandpoint, 88.1 FM on Translay K201DA, King Cove, Alaska.
We want to say thanks to our sponsors who make these games a reality. So first, thank you to the Aleutians East Borough for their support of KSDP. Also, thank you to the cities of King Cove, to Goulds and Sons in King Cove, as well as the King Cove Corporation and the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. We want to say thank you to the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, Allen and Letty's Car Rental, and also thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation, processing fish in King Cove and Sandpoint, as well as the Newton family in King Cove. Also, thank you to the City of Sandpoint, to the Schumigan Corporation, Precision Airlines, offering services in the Aleutians East Borough and beyond, to Island Marine Surveyors and Sandpoint Generating, and also thank you to Peninsula Airlines and Tel Alaska. Without these sponsors, these games would not be happening, so thank you very much for your continued support of KSDP.
Back to Carl, live from Talkeetna with the Rookies in their championship game at the Crowley Classic. And
thank you, Virgil. It starts off just where it ended, too. Here's Mack going to the hoop for a two. And the Rookies have it up to 77-18, almost a 60-point lead here, 59 right now, with 7:26 to go in the running clock fourth. As Mack out there with here's a two-pointer from Moore. Moore picks up another bucket. She's been the one Sioux Valley Ram to do something out there. Bethany Brandle trying to pass to Calver. Calver hits the deck, trying to secure that basketball, and here's a steal by Roderick. Head of the pack, Mack and Brandle right there. The shot put up and the foul called. As Mosinen tries to get the shot off, she's fouled by Maddie Newman. So Mosinen will get two from the line. There have not been many fouls in this game. Most in the first half there. I think the Rookies went to seven. Now they've got three here in the first half. Second one on Maddie. And at the line, Mosinen misses on the first one. Maddie does pick up her second. Mosinen with one more as the clock will continue. The boys will have lots of warm-up time here. The T-Jacks coming up next against Sioux Valley. And here's Bethany Brandle. Got the rebound, but then trying to control the dribble over to the sideline to get free. Wasn't there. And so out of bounds it goes. They try to go into Grenier and Calver right there to battle for it. Calver with a near steal. Goes out of bounds again. They look for Grenier again. Calver luring around or linking around there. Here is the rebound by Grenier underneath and scores two. Grenier gets a two-pointer and Calver will set it into motion with the pass into Mack. Mack all the way the other way. Shot won't go, but Mack will go to the line for two shots. It's one place the Rookies haven't really been close to perfection on, the free throw shooting. They've been 4-for-6. I got to get after them about that, huh? As here's Mack at the line for two, make it 4-for-7. She missed the first. Now, Newton had two misses back in the first quarter early when they were just pulling ahead of the Rams. The Rams jumped out to a 4-0 start in the first minute and then didn't score again for the next 7 minutes. Now the here is Roderick trying to get inside, and the steal by Kuzikin. Roderick gets it back as Kuzikin tries to drop off the pass there, and Kayla Calver and Mac running the floor. Mac gets in front of the dribbler Roderick. She tries to throw across to the trailer over there, Moore. And Calver ends up tipping the basketball. Calver with the steal on the inbounds play. Gets it to Mac. Here's Elena. Backs up. Three-pointer. Good. Long two. Long two-pointer. Okay. And that makes it 79-22. As here is Grenier inside. Gets the two-pointer again. Grenier, he's a solid post player, but hasn't been able to do anything here except just now in this fourth quarter, getting a couple of looks inside. Shot by Mack doesn't go. Bethany Brandle trying to get the rebound. And it'll be Sioux Valley instead. Working it up court with 3:24 on the clock here in the fourth. Here comes Mashenko into the lane as Duarte in there blocks the shot. ...79-24 score here. 3:04 on the clock. And Roderick trying to go into someone. Tries to look for Grenier. Ball stolen away by Mack. And a foul on Roderick on the reach-in. Maybe Mack to inbound. Backcourt pressure now by Sioux Valley. Broken by Mack, ahead to Duarte. Now back to Mack, long three, in and out. Calver with the rebound briefly and a held ball. Calver and Johnston come up with that. And the possession arrow will be rookies basketball. Newton comes in now for Maddie, as here's Newton in the corner, drains a three-pointer. Newton's three makes it 82-74. As, Kuzikin gets the steal almost, gets the possession arrow to switch again as Kuzikin ties up Roderick out there. But it'll be Sioux Valley's basketball in the possession arrow. Good job by Reid. And here's Grenier. Blocked by Calver. She timed her long arms just right on that one. And Grenier thought she was going to have an easy layup. Calver came from behind and got it as Kuzikin can't get a clear shot on the putback there. It's going to be out of bounds. Foul's going to be on Calver. A little bit aggressive trying to get that offensive board. It's all right, though. You like to see that with that young lady. She's a sophomore. She's going to be a good one, too. There's Moore. Underneath, gets the bucket. 82-26. 1 minute to go here in this championship game. The Crowley Classic decided in the first quarter by the rookies as they came pumped. They came to show them who they are, and they sure did. 45 seconds on the clock. Moore will bring it up. Picked up at half court by Mack. Now Rita comes out to guard Roderick. Inside again. Moore gets three for two. So Mackenzie Moore, probably half their points right there. It's 82-28. Mack with it. Over to Bethany. Now down to Kuzikin on the baseline. Clock winding down with about 13 seconds to go. Wait for somebody to inbound. Newton does. She'll come out to Mack. Down to 4 seconds. Mack still has it. Back in the corner, Reid. Shot won't go. Wouldn't have mattered anyway. Well, I'm seeing double there. It's 28-82. You reverse the scores, or reverse those numbers, and that's what we got. Sioux Valley Rams at 28 points after four quarters. After four quarters, the rookies from King Cove at 82. They send this championship game into a running clock in the fourth quarter, for the whole fourth quarter, as leading by up to 60 points at times in the third. We're going to be back with our post-game stats. We'll get you set up, see how much time before the boys will take the court, as the T-Jacks coming up in the next championship game versus the Rams. The girls get their job done here. We'll be back in 60 seconds on KSDP with our post-game stats.
The programming that you're listening to has been sponsored by the Aleutians East Borough. Also, thank you to the City of Sandpoint, to the Shoeing Corporation, Precision Airlines in Sandpoint, and Island Marine Surveyors. Also, a thank you for the sponsorship of Sandpoint Generating, the Shoeing Corporation, Tel Alaska, and also thank you to the City of King Cove and the King Cove Corporation. Thank you to the Newton family and Alan Letty's Car Rental in Cold Bay, to the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, and finally, thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation for their support of KSDP.
Thank you, Austin. We are going to go back in just a few seconds to Carl Pulliam and the roundup after that rookies annihilation. One in a string of them, rookies 82, Matt, Susitna Valley Rams 28. Here is Carl. All right, I went over my 60 seconds just a little bit.
Oh, here we are at Sioux Valley High School, where the rookies have trounced the home team. The Sioux Valley Lady Rams get just destroyed in this championship game. They come up with 28 points is all. And we're seeing 10 of those coming in the fourth quarter and late in the fourth quarter. Well, leading the way for the Rams, Kenna Grenier getting six of her 9 points in the fourth quarter, and Mackenzie Moore getting six of her four of her 12 in the fourth quarter. Those 10 points all for the Rams, as they lead the way with 20 of their 28 points between those two girls. 3 points in for Aaron Johnson. Or 21 points, right? 3 points for Aaron Johnson, and four for Bailey Machenko. For Jerry Lamar's King Cove rookies, the girls. the girls were led by double-figure scoring from Sadie Newton, Jalea Duarte, and Elena Mack. Mack had 33 to lead the way. 14 for Duarte, 15 for Newton, and 2 for Leilani Brandle, 7 for Monica Yetchmina. Okay, one at a time, huh? Okay. Take the turns, girls. Jalea, we'll have you put that one on like that. Got some of the girls that helped make this happen today, and we'll start off. We got the three juniors here. This is that core group, folks, that you've seen and watched grow up here and maybe going for a state championship this year. They just took the Crowley Classic. Jalea, joining me here, how did you feel about today's game when this game approached? Did you see this was going to be one you had to really get up for?
Or? Yeah, we had to show a lot of intensity in this game because you never know what we're going to come up against. You had to bring it every game.
Well, and you certainly did. It looked like at the end of one quarter, I had it at 30-4.
Yeah.
But Sioux Valley jumped out to a 4-0 start. The crowd was going crazy. Did that affect you girls at all?
No. It's all a mental game.
It is. You know, I talked to Gary Golda, the TEACHAC, about that, too. It's a mental game, really, and you girls look like you've got your mental level all set.
Yeah.
Is there anybody you played yet this year that's been a tough match for you?
Well, everybody's bring something different. We had a pretty good game against in Alaska, Dillingham. Yeah.
Oh, in the Sockeye Classic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. In this game in particular, was there any plays or something that you said that's the one that we turned the tide on, or early on, was there something, or just? It was just total domination from the start.
Total domination.
Well, young lady, we hope to see you at the state tournament, obviously, and maybe this year, too, that you'll pick up a state championship. I certainly think so at 1A. If you won 1A, would you like to play the 2A champ and the 3A champ and the 4A champ, too?
Definitely. I think my team can take them. They're all really talented people.
I think you can, too, young lady. Well, thanks for coming by. Let's pick up the other two of the trio.
Thank you.
Thank you, Julia. And next up here, we'll get Elena set up. Elena Mack joins us now, too, after this, just destruction of the home team, wasn't it?
Yeah.
How'd you feel out there starting this game? Were you prepped for this type of win?
Yeah, it was. We spent, like, a lot of time getting prepared for this game mentally and everything. We knew that we were ready, and we wanted to give it all I got, because this is my last game of our road trip.
Well, that's true. You're wrapping up about a 12-game road trip, I think. Well, nobody had any tired legs, it looked like.
No, I think we're all good. We got to bed pretty early last night.
No, good for you. And that's part of the preparation. Sioux Valley was prepped, too, but, boy, they just never got anything going against you in the first half, it looked like.
Yeah, we got them shut down pretty good.
Yeah, they did. What was the key, you think, victory-wise? Just anything in particular jumps out at you that you said, we did this better than we ever have before? Or
our intensity tonight was better than any of our games this whole season. We were just came out really intensely, and our defense was going good. We shut that big girl down. She probably had like 8 points or something at most.
Yeah, and she had six of them in the last 2 minutes, I think, of the fourth quarter, 3 minutes. Yeah, it was. That's one of the things I saw, too. Grenier had 3 tries at the basket in the first minute, and then she didn't touch the ball again until she had 2 free throws with about a minute left in the second quarter, I think it was.
Yeah.
So, yeah, total shutdown of Grenier. And she's a good post player, usually, in most games, but... looking ahead, anybody going to challenge you at Regions? Or?
We haven't seen Port Altus play yet. Not sure how they're going to do. They might surprise us. So them and New Haven, that's always a fun game to play. They take them to Tulsa.
Yep.
Those are the main two. We'll get all we got against them.
I bet you will. Young lady, great job. You had 33 tonight. I know that's dropping off your average a little bit. You've been running about 40s most of the time, haven't you, since I've seen you?
Yeah, I've been really trying to get my average up to 40, but not a really fast baller average.
Well, don't worry about that. Hey, let's bring Sadie over, too. Congratulations. We'll see you at the state tournament. All right, one more. The trio of three juniors got Sadie Newton here. Sadie, how'd you feel about today's performance?
It was, like, really, really, I had a lot of fun. Because he told us to go and, like, give us our best, you know, and that's what we do at every team.
Oh, I think so. So Coach Lamar just says, hey, go out and play your best, and you certainly did, huh?
Yeah, he was like, go play it like it's your last game.
That's a good way to look at it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I noticed before warm-up, we were actually sitting here, and I watched you come over in the corner, and I also watched you over in the other corner because you were right here, you know, and it's like, well, let's see. Well, and I saw the shot. You made at least probably 6 of about 8 practice tries right in front of me, not in a row, but each time you got over here, it's like, oh, there's Sadie again, and boom, boom, 2 and 3. In the game? What happened there in the game? About the same thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think I only missed about 2 of them. Like, practice definitely pays off.
It really does, doesn't it?
Yeah, you have to make 100 every day.
100?
Yeah.
Make 100, not shoot them.
Mm-mm.
Just make them. Wow. Well, it felt like you made 100 today, and this game was over in the first quarter. You had two in the first quarter, I think, and then added a couple more later. Yeah, you did have two in the first quarter. I was pointing out one thing that didn't look almost like perfection in a game, and you missed your two free throws in the first quarter. What happened there? Did you get nervous?
Yeah, I'm very surprised myself.
I know, because you do have a great shot, and I was like, wow, Sadie missed two free throws. It must be too amped up. Yeah. Well, it's exciting to pick up a championship here. Where's your next championship, you think?
Hopefully at Dayton.
Oh, I hope so, too. We hope to see you there, young lady. Great job.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that's our rookies, Sadie Newton, Elena Max, and Jalea Duarte, the three juniors. I'm going to bring in the coach here, too. We got about 12 minutes before the boys' game, so a chance to talk it over. Gary, one thing that wanted to say, Sadie had mentioned that, well, you know, Coach told us to just play our best, play like it's our last game.
Yeah.
Well, boy, that seemed to work.
Well, I told them nothing's given. You know, you got to work for everything. And you play every game, no matter how good, bad the team. You expect every team to be a state champion, and you need to play like that regardless.
Boy, the girls, this is the first time in this road trip or in the games that I've seen them play here. I've seen them play well. I've seen them play like a machine. But tonight, that first quarter, they played with an extra level of passion. They went up a step.
Well,
and, it really showed.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, a lot of people talk about the scoring ability of this team. They talk about how well they work together on offense and how smooth their plays are and their screening roles and picking, you know, the give and goes. But the intensity and the team play of the defense on how and when to trap and then who gets off their man and takes which man is the science, you know.
It is.
And, of course, the God-given talent. I mean, they do have an enormous amount of talent. And but I'll tell you what, you got to give credit to that they've been doing this together, especially those three juniors have been doing this together since the fourth grade.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Coach Calvert's had them going, and then their junior high coaches, you know, Lenny and Amy Mack and all of those guys. I mean, they had been doing this for a couple of years. They've been doing it. They kind of know each other's moves, when, and how, and where to go, and but that just comes to, you know, with playing each other. Well, the thing I love about the most is by far the intensity of the defense. They call themselves the Swarm.
The Swarm,
now,
yeah,
because they just love the Swarm. You know, people they give up an easy layup every now and then, but they think it's worth it.
Well, and usually they give them up only because they just missed a steal of the play before.
Yes, sir.
I think
right.
Moore had, Pursue Valley Moore had two plays like that where she had an easy layup, but it was only because there was two rookies about 10 feet away that had just missed stealing the ball from her.
Right,
And she probably felt like, wow, I had a chance for a shot.
Well, we really thought we were going to be able to, because they really love, they... The time when these girls hate me the most is when I pull them out of a full court press.
Uh-huh.
Because then they have to wait for that ball to get to half court. and it's kind of funny today, they were mentioning, you know, golly, man, you mean we gotta give them that first half of the court like it's seven and then drop in them at the half court like it's 18 double hockey stick. I said, there you go. That's a good way to define it.
Well, they certainly, to me, it was looking at the Sioux Valley and, of course, being on their bench on this side or close to them, they were shell-shocked every time they came over. Like, Coach, can we just leave the court now? Can we just call it now and let's call timeout early?
Right. Well, he has a very good team.
He has
done well this entire tournament. And he was missing one of his guards this game.
Yeah.
I don't know her name, but her number is 23, and she's very respected guard.
Yes, she is.
And but with the intensity of this defense, I don't know that one guard would have made up for 60 points.
No, she wouldn't have made a difference today. No, maybe it would have carried forth because that first minute they caught you with the home crowd, with the emotion. And all of a sudden, you look at the scoreboard, and I wasn't worried. I looked up. It's like, yeah, okay, it's 4-0. And then that was the only points they scored till the two free throws by Grenier, which was the next time she touched the ball, was when the referee threw it to her in the second quarter, 9 minutes later of basketball action. And it ended up, 30-6 at that point or something. And it just was like a blitzkrieg.
There's an old saying. In basketball, when you're playing at a visitor's court, that you always weather the first minute or two and let the crowd diminish a little bit.
Yep.
Don't worry about it. Don't get mad at your players. Don't get frustrated because they're probably going to start off with a quick lead. And number two, if you get out of a visiting court by a 1-point win, you just look at the kids and say it's a win, and you get out.
Uh-huh.
And so. Absolutely. Yeah. But now, I think that Tri-Valley that we played yesterday is probably going to go in as one of the top four seeded in the state. I think they played a very good game yesterday, and we played pretty slow yesterday morning.
Yeah, well, and they played well today against Nicolaevus.
They did.
They took that game. They had it on in their back pocket into the fourth quarter. And then they kind of eased up at the end. So it's maybe a 10 or 11 point victory, but really they had that game by 20.
They did.
Early on. And
your evaluation of that is correct. Now in this game, this is going to be an interesting game.
I think the boys game will be a great matchup.
It is a wonderful matchup because they have a person to match up to each one of our top three players.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I think this is going to be who runs out of steam for passes.
Well, and at the end of roughly a two-week road trip, the T-Jacks here, just like the rookies, the T-Jacks though have played, tighter games and different opponents in a way that just a more demanding road trip, I think, for them than for the rookies. A lot of running clock games for the rookies.
Absolutely.
So for the T-Jacks, it is going to be a little bit about discipline when they get the chance to use the half court and buy some time to rest up a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. That's right. And the switchover team, I guess he's been with us on most of it, but how about those Lady Eagles and the way they've improved throughout this entire trip?
Oh, yeah. They have today's game, too, and they're gelling. I think the road trip has really helped them. They could potentially be somebody at region.
They could be
a second place team coming in there.
I think we're going to get a pretty good seed at the region because Coach Raynell has really brought those girls a long way.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you saw them at the beginning of the season, but it's a tremendous way that she's taken them up, and I'm just so proud of them in the way that they just come back after a loss and just seem to do an excellent job of picking themselves back up and go on to victory on the next.
Well, and I think that's one of the things, too, even for the boys. I know talking with Coach Brandon, too, he just needs to – I think they were a little tired, but they have some potential, too, to do it if they get all the cylinders working at the same time. I think talking with Shadow, too, a boys coach here, he said they play so well against other teams, but not well against the T-Jacks because it's like they already know we can't beat these guys.
Well, it's a mind roadblock, but the boys as well. I mean, take away today's game.
Yeah.
The men on the Eagles side have done an excellent job of improving.
They played well against Sioux Valley spurts there, but they had the foul trouble and then the shots were not there.
Well, in that first half, they did a fantastic job. It's just they were cold.
Mm-hmm.
When you go that cold, and that can happen to anybody.
Oh, yeah.
When you start
we saw Fort UConn in the third place game.
Yeah.
Wow. I figured I started having Stephanie just keep track of their two main players, 15 and 21, and we had them at 2 for 21 in the when she started in the second half. I said they're still not shooting. Just keep track of how many shots they're taking. 21 shots she marked in, and they had two field goals out of that between the two of them. And they only scored 5 field goals between the two of them.
Wow!
So they must have been 5 for 40 or something. I mean, that's horrible.
Well, listen, I want to thank you for covering us throughout this road trip. We really appreciate it. And we want to give a big shout out to our people over in King Cole. Thank y'all for listening, as well as you folks in Sandpoint. And thanks again. You've been very kind to us. Thank you. Lord bless you.
Fun. Thank you, Gary.
All right. Bye-bye now.
All right. Well, we got about 3 minutes to go before the boys' game starts up. I'm going to send it back to Virgil. It's been great having the rookies and rookies coach Gary Lamar on board here for some interview time. The G-Jacks coming up next against the Rams. We're 2.5 minutes away from the start of the boys' championship game, the last game of the Crowley Classic. I'm going to send it back to Virgil in the studio.